Yes, they were orchestrated because they've been going on for several nights since indeed the end of last week. Indeed, Anna Lowe, who's a South Belfast Assembly member, a representative of the area, claims that in one of the incidents there was a gun, it could have been a replica gun, we don't know, was produced. So the intensity of the attacks, the number of them, there were a number of family homes attacked, suggest it was organised in some way, locally at least. I was speaking to local residents in the village, Donegal Road and Lisburn Road areas. This is the epicentre of where the trouble is. And they were saying to me that this problem has been ongoing since about November, that it was initially Polish and Slovakian families that were attacked, and now it's the Roma people who are being targeted. So they're saying there is a gang in that area who are racially motivated, who are determined to cause trouble to people who are not from Northern Ireland.
And what are local people who aren't part of this gang think about what's been going on?
Well, I think the majority would be appalled at the kind of level of violence, about children being attacked and you know, windows being smashed and kids being put in the firing line. But there is a feeling in some loyalist working class areas like the village that they're being edged out of their communities, that they're becoming far too more multi-ethnic, that kind of thing. And there's particular hostility to the Roma community, more say than there would be towards Polish people, because the Roma can't, apart from younger people, can't work, so that they may earn a living, for example, selling the Big Issue. And there's a lot of allegations in the local press, whether they're substantial or not is another matter, about people being begging outside banks and shops and things like that there. So there is a residue of resentment in the loyalist working class. It doesn't happen in Republican areas, it only happens in loyalist areas, it has to be said.
And what efforts are community leaders going to make now to cool down these racial tensions?
Well, there was unity. There were loyalist politicians. There was Martin McGuinness of Sinn Féin. There was Geoffrey Donaldson. There was a representative of the party that used to represent the UDA, all of them condemning this. So I would assume that there'll be a big effort politically to end this problem, because apart from anything else, it's a major embarrassment to the city of Belfast. I was speaking to the Lord Mayor, just elected, Naomi Long, and she said it cast a stain of shame over the city.